Thank you, Mr. Chair. Above all, I would like to congratulate the Bureau on its election, you and your Vice Chair. And we also would like to thank Mr. Morena for his opening remarks. Today we have to reiterate the same question we have been raising for quite some time. According to the Working Party's terms of reference adopted at the 67th session of the Trade and Development Board in 2020, informal exchanges on the draft program plan take place only at the preparatory session of the Working Party and not during the draft program plan review, which is on the agenda of this session. So, from the legal point of view, meetings of this particular session shall be formal and not informal. And we will appreciate the Secretariat's clarifications on this matter. We also request that the clear and agreed answer on this matter to be included in the report of this session. We would also like to align ourselves with a statement delivered by Venezuela on behalf of the Group of Friends in defense of the UN Charter. The matter of the impact of unilateral coercive measures on the trade and development, especially for the developing countries, have been raised in UNCTAD by many member states for a long time already. Such a growing economic, financial, and trade trend as unilateral coercive measures cannot be ignored from the perspective of UNCTAD's mission, global economy and international trade. This matter does fall within the UNCTAD mandate assigned to it by the UN General Assembly. This mandate was also given to UNCTAD by the General Assembly in its respective resolutions on UCMs. This matter and our related request are in line with the Bridgetown Covenant and its paragraph 113. So we strongly believe that unilateral coercive measures shall receive due attention in the core mission of UNCTAD to advance trade and development, and accordingly in UNCTAD program plan for the year 2026. We look forward to explicit inclusion of this area of work into UNCTAD program of work and expect UNCTAD to monitor and report on current trade trends and policies, including those related to the application of UCMs and their impact on inclusive, sustainable, and resilient development, and to provide appropriate policy recommendations to member states. We would like to offer other colleagues from the Group of Friends in defense of the UN Charter and underline that there are no obstacles in UNCTAD mandate to analyze impact of negative trends inter alia UCMs on global economy and international trade. In other words, to analyze purely economic, financial, and trade aspects of this negative trend. We count on the constructive approach of the Working Party in its deliberations on the draft UNCTAD program plan for the year 2026 to enable the Working Party to agree on the proposed document. I thank you.